Zuma Radio, ABBA, Dancing Queen. You're listening to The Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Pride Toronto, a celebration of the 2S LGBTQ plus community, has become a tour de force in its 41 years, known around the world as one of the biggest and most vibrant festivals, committed to supporting the right to be known, heard, understood, accepted, respected, and loved. Pride reaches its crescendo this festival weekend with the Street Fair, Trans March, Dyke March, and Sunday's world-famous Pride Parade. Our guest is Pride Toronto's Executive Director, Sherwin Modest. Welcome to the Morning Zoom, and happy Pride.
Thank you, Sam and Jane, and happy Pride to you also.
Sherwin, we're just all smiles here because it's such an important time for people in Toronto. What does it mean to have Pride back in a real physical way after 3 years?
You know what? We are excited. It means the world to us at Pride Toronto. And I know the same can be said for the entire 2S LGBTQ plus community. We are excited. We've been waiting for this. There's a build-up, and I think we're just ready, you know, for being back in person to celebrate our true and authentic self.
Yes, absolutely. I think about this weekend, and I think about the marches, and then, of course, I think about Sunday's parade, and I'm just imagining how many people will be there to support and to take part. Tell us about that.
Yes, no. We are going to have, again, I mean, our parade and our marches are the largest in the world. I mean, you know, our trans march on Friday, you know, which takes place, starts at 7 p.m., the largest trans march in the world, where the trans community, again, going to send a very strong message to our community that they're here, they're proud, and they're here to stay. The Dyke March on Saturday, the exact same thing. That energy, that level of protest, that reminder that Pride is a protest and it is also a celebration, will be brought forth. And I'm telling you, I think we all are excited about the climax on Sunday with the parade that will see our largest parade in Pride history, with over 275 groups participating, over 35,000 marchers. Folks, you have to be there. But again, that's just the parade and the marches. The lineup that we have at all of our stages and risers are to die for. So the city will be on fire.
This is the 41st commemoration of the Pride Parade. You mentioned it's a celebration, but it is still a protest. Talk to us about that. What does the protest mean in 2022?
You know what? I get emotional every time we talk about Pride. Because as a queer black man, you know, an immigrant to Canada, I'm coming from a place where I could not be my true and authentic self. I had to hide. And I have friends, I have siblings from our community all over the world that are not able to be themselves. So we need to constantly send that message. But we've also seen in the last couple of years various legislation that will reverse some of the rights that we have experienced, even in North America. So it's a constant reminder that the fight is not over, and we will not stop until every member of the 2S LGBTQ plus community is able to love and be their true and authentic self.
Bravo. You speak so beautifully, and it's moving. I was going to have a good cry there as you were talking, and I just thank you so much for being with us, and I wish you a ton of success and fun and celebration and protest, as Janie and you both said, at the Trans March, Dyke March, the Pride Parade, and all of the events that are woven in between all that. Thank you so much, Sherwin.
Thank you for having me, and happy Pride, and please come out and let's celebrate.
Sherwin Modeste, Executive Director of Pride Toronto, and we are back to the music right after we do this.